this is Morning Light, written by Raven of Hyde Castle, read by Mistborn Hero, a Batman podfic, rated for general audiences, with the archive warning for major character death. It features the relationship Jason Todd and Bruce Wayne and Dick Grayson. It is tagged for Cryptid Bat Family, Eldritch Horror Batman, Good Parent Bruce Wayne, Shapeshifting, Bat Love Angsty Edition, Jason Centric, Whoomp, Angst and Feels, Canonical Character Death, Tragedy, Grief, Flashbacks, Broken Promises, Bamf Bruce Wayne was not Bamf enough, I am afraid. Part 4 of Oh, the Humanity. Summary. Batman will always save you, Dick said. Promise. Sometimes memories came unwelcome to Bruce's mind. His attention would be focused entirely on a task, yet recollections would still haunt his eyelids, impossible to ignore. Now, Bruce was running, but in his head he was standing still, but no, not standing at all, rather, watching. Hey, Dick, Jason said as he leaned against the bat desk. Do you ever get scared when you leave home? Bruce had lurked in the shadows, non-corporeal, relaxed, as Dick turned and smiled. Fingers splayed on the bad computer's keyboard. Of course, little wing. What's with the question? Jason had crossed his arms, a habitual scowl on his face. He ground a heel into the ground as he searched for his words. It was a nervous Dick he hadn't yet managed to quell, but he would over the next 3 years, slowly, and with much trial and error. Nothing, Jason said. It's just... Aren't you worried about leaving Gotham? There aren't a lot of shadows out there. Seems risky. Bruce had twitched, his dark trendils little more than mist. Bruce was in every slice of darkness the city contained, but the Batcave was his heart. It was flooded with pieces of himself. Dick had laughed and stood, throwing an arm around his little brother. There's more to life than this town, Jason. You'll get it once the wanderlust sets in, and you need something you can't find within city limits. You don't have to be scared. You sure? Jason had said, looking uncertainly at Dick. Dick's face grew softer. I'm sure. Here, let me tell you a secret, little wing. Bruce's skin scorched under unfamiliar, unshaded sun. His suit and skin peeled as smoke curled up from where the light hit. There had been no time for sunscreen. It was hot and dry, no smog or skyscrapers, an alien world without Gotham to strengthen him. The city called him back, gnashing invisible teeth as its ghostly fingers tried to drag him back into its essence. He wasn't meant to leave its boundaries, but now he was farther from home than he had ever been, and it still wasn't enough. You don't need to be scared, Dick said. Even if you say goodbye to this city, you'll never be alone. Batman will keep you safe. Jason scoffed to Bruce's chagrin. Seriously, you don't need to lie, Dickface. The whole reason you've stayed away is because he can't follow you. Bruce moped into his non-existence. The truth hurt. False, Dick said lightly. I said he couldn't catch me. There's a difference. How so? Jason had asked. Dick had loosened his hold on Jason, turning to look up at the ceiling. Somehow, he knew the exact spot Bruce's essence was focused. Batman didn't have eyes, but Dick found a way to make them meet anyway. Bruce loves us too much to let us go, Dick said. One way or another, he always catches up. Sometimes it just takes him longer than he would like. But trust me, Jason, no matter how far you run or what happens, he'll always reach you. The warehouse was 100 feet away, but Bruce could only stumble towards it in a battered run, too faded to melt into the shadows again. If he did, Gotham would take him home, and Bruce didn't have time to take the Batplane across the Atlantic again. He coughed black blood as his limbs twisted, little more than silhouettes of shadow. He sprinted into the warehouse's shadow and reached for the door. 10 feet, 5 feet, 3. He touched the handle. Batman will always save you, Dick said. Promise. White, hot, diamond heat exploded from within. Fire wrenched the door off its hinges and roared as it collapsed the walls outwards in the explosion of shrapnel. Metal warped and twisted from the heat, and the smoke rolled in thick plumes from every exit as the building fell. Bruce was flung backwards, ripped into 1,000 pieces by the light. Pain was all there was, but not as humans could feel it. He was a lack of self, raw identity without shape, and the agony of being too far from where he belonged. Gotham tugged, pulling his shadow towards its gaping maw. Bruce yanked himself away from it and gasped into the sand. Then he crawled and searched and dug. Buried under steel beams, little more than char and bone was his boy. With shaking hands, Bruce cupped his cheek, then wrapped Jason in his arms. J-Lad wasn't meant to be so still. He was a bird, flitting from roof to roof as if they were branches, while he crowed with delight. The eyes behind his torn mask should have been gleaming, not glassy. His face was no longer the right shape. It was empty. A stranger now. A thing. Vengeance wasn't meant to cry, but it wasn't supposed to love either. Bruce had made himself a new heart, mind, and spirit, but it had never suffered like it did now. He hugged his son and wept, even as the sun beat its merciless sword on him. Wisps of his essence rose into the sky with the surrounding smoke. More and more of himself was lost in the heat. If he wasn't careful, Batman wouldn't just burn. He would fade completely. Bruce bled shadows from every pore. Dimly, he heard Gotham scream for him to come home. What home? What point was there to moving now? Everything he was unraveled. There was no Bruce, no Batman, no vengeance, only pain, and a soul-rending yearning for it to end. Bruce felt holes in who he used to be, empty places, and lost things burned to naught in the daylight where he wasn't meant to thread. But Gotham would never let it be that easy. Cold, invisible teeth sunk into his heart as Bruce's city called him home. Darkness smothered him. Space ceased to exist, and all became nothing as Bruce turned into a concept once more. Bruce reached for Jason, but without hands, he couldn't hold the body. He howled, but couldn't fight Gotham. Bruce was snuffed out, and not even a ghost of a shadow remained. Every fiber of his soul focused on getting back to Jay, but he couldn't find the strength. All Bruce could do as he vanished was remember. He was fighting and screaming and crying as consciousness turned to ash, but at the same time, he was still, or rather, watching, as he always did, as his sons chattered below. "You get that?" Dick said gently. "You'll be safe, little wing. You can count on that. Bruce will always protect you." "Okay," Jason said. "I believe you." The end.
Reader's notes.
Ouch.
I cold read this, actually. I decided to wait to read them until I could record, and now I'm sad. So, yeah. Author notes. A couple weeks earlier. Dick, I am off to have a grand space adventure. Jason, screw that, you're leaving me with him. Points at Bruce over protective Wayne. Again? I deserve better than this. I want workers' rights. Dick, chill. I'll be gone for like a month. You can hold on until then. Jason, clutching his ratty birth certificate behind his back. Yeah, sure. Dick is still in space when Jason dies. And quite a while after. Jason Todd's body was left by the warehouse. Bruce didn't have the strength to teleport him. It took several days before emergency services ID'd him and sent the body to Gotham. When it arrived, nobody claimed it. Wayne Manor's doors were shut. Everybody in it was gone.
Back to reader's notes. Ouch!
There's like three parts after this. I still haven't read them either. So we've got after Jason's death, Bruce. Gotham isn't letting Bruce do much of anything. And then the boy arrives. So Tim. Yeah, tags say Tim. And then it's Dick returning. And then it is healing Alfred. What happens to Alfred? What's with all the angst ahead of me? So, yeah. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope I have time to record again soon. Yeah. Maybe you'll go ahead and read what's happening ahead of this before I do. If you do, don't spoil. yeah. I hope you've enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and please remember to drink some water and take care of yourself.